I'm feeling a tad hungry, I can tell you. It's only been 6 hours or so since I last ate, and I just got handed a menu to decide what I might like to eat later on tonight after my operation. And tomorrow morning, should I have to stay over, but I'm trying to be the hard man and only go for general. Sorry. Local. And ignore the general anaesthetic. Not really had surgery before, so I don't know how painful it's likely to be. But as I've not experienced it before, and this is a year of new experiences, I thought local anaesthetic, give it a go. I'm in a hospital which is effectively a manor house. Thank you to the very fortuitous final month or so on some health insurance that isn't mine, but I'm eligible for. I'm in this beautiful little hospital with a private room, and I've seen hospitals just as beautiful on the NHS with private rooms, but you normally only get put in those private rooms if you're kicking up a stink or screaming in pain too much, from what I have experienced visiting numerous family members that have tended to go into hospitals but not come out of them. So, judging by my 100 and something odd blood pressure, it was quite high. I guess I'm anxious and a little nervous, but I'm feeling relatively relaxed, and I think there's a contradiction. I know that I've said lovely a lot. If anybody asks me questions, I'm like, yes, lovely. And I catch myself going, yes, lovely. It's not lovely. You're drawing a line, showing exactly where to put the knife in. And here's me thinking, oh, I'll be fine on a local anaesthetic. They've just come and injected me in the stomach with an anticoagulant, and it bloody hurt. And it was the tiniest hair-like needle. Doctor seems really cool. He's done this a couple of thousand times, so for him it's just another day at the office. I'll stop pacing and sit down in one of my two ever so comfy chairs. And there's actually Wi-Fi here. I have measured it, and I don't think there's many other people in the hospital using it right now, so it's pretty pitiful, but we are in Bedfordshire, so that might be the normal bandwidth around here. I think I'm getting 200k up, 300k down. I was more concerned about the Wi-Fi, I think, when I got here than what was actually going to happen to me initially. Hungry, thirsty, ever so slightly anxious, and looking forward to just coming out the other side with a bucket full of painkillers. And a couple of weeks ahead of me of concentrated recovery time. If I owe you an email, you may be waiting another day or so. If I owe you more than that, same. Feel free to email, because I probably will just be sat in bed doing that kind of thing, all going to plan. And I would love comments. If you go to audioboo.net or at documentally, tell me about how this is nothing compared to, because I'm sure I'm really hamming it up right now. There are, all kinds of major and minor surgery that goes on daily. And for me, it's just a first experience. That's why I want to talk about it. That's why I want to document it. So there we go. Any moment now that door's going to burst open, because the anaesthetist has to be present at the op just in case. I do need to be put under, whatever the technical term is. So they're going to come in and question me in a minute. All I want right now is just a massive plate of something unhealthy to eat. And a beer. And I'm dressed in one of those funny back-to-front dressing gowns, so there's no chance of me breaking out right now. Got a pair of underpants that feel like they're made out of paper. Should I get any more clammy down there, it's not going to be a pretty sight when it comes to actually getting stuck in. Just going to double check they've put the arrow on the right side. See you on the other side.